It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Abby Hornacek.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Thursday, October 6th, 2022. I'm Evan Brown. Would Vladimir Putin blow up his own pipeline that exports oil to the West? One expert says it wouldn't have been anyone else who sabotaged the critical link between Russia and Europe.
Putin actually has the motivation because he has all but lost the conventional war in Ukraine.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
It is no secret that Russia and Vladimir Putin aren't winning his war against Ukraine. Recent military victories have put Russia's army in retreat, and now the key oil pipeline, Nord Stream, which pumps Russian oil to Europe, is inoperable after an undersea explosion. This might affect Russian oil exports, but it also affects European oil supply. It certainly affects global oil prices. But who did it? Many sides are pointing fingers at one another, but what if it was Russia itself?
It is my professional assessment, Evan, that it is Russia and specifically the Russian government who are behind this industrial sabotage of Nord Stream.
Rebecca Koffler spent a whole career analyzing intelligence on Russia for the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. She's also the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. Her new opinion editorial on FoxNews.com argues 5 points as to why it is likely Russian actors on orders from Putin himself, who destroyed the pipeline.
I have received so much hate mail for this assessment. People have called me all kinds of things, but all they need to do is go on the Fox News website and read the op-ed. 5 reasons why Russia is likely behind the Nord Stream industrial sabotage. Bottom line, Russia has the doctrine, it has the capability, it has demonstrated intent that I described in my book, Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America, on page 14. Putin actually has the motivation because he has all but lost the conventional war in Ukraine. And finally, the Nord Stream pipeline is no longer revenue producing. It wasn't revenue producing as of August, and it provides an excellent opportunity for Putin to make a point, and that point is to signal to us that he is willing to ratchet this war all the way up to the nuclear threshold.
The nuclear threshold is something that makes everyone kind of get a little, you know, cold, sweaty and whatnot. And I think before we get to that point, let's go through your 5 points that you made in your op-ed, now online at foxnews.com, because there's 5 reasons why you believe Russia is behind this. And let's expand on this. Let's start off with 1. Go ahead.
Correct. And just to make sure, just so that the American people are not frightened, when we talk, 2 points, when we talk about crossing the nuclear threshold that Putin is quite capable of doing, first is that we're not just there yet, and there are other steps, such as asymmetric warfare types of steps. And even when if and when he does do that, that will be in the theater of combat operations in Ukraine, not in the United States of America. So there's no reason to stock up on iodine pills just yet. All right. So first, Putin has the motivation. As I said, Putin has all but lost the conventional phase of this war. His forces are on the run, courtesy of Ukraine's successful counteroffensive operation. They were capturing territory that Putin has declared Russian. The Russians have lost, according to the assessment by the Pentagon, 80 1,000 troops. And this is why Putin has invoked massive mobilization, trying to drum up 300,000 Russian men and triggering, consequently, a massive exodus of military age males out of the country. So he is done as far as the, so that's the motivation. But specifically, moving on to part two, this is exactly the situation why Russia has conceptualized and done proof of concept of something called strategic operation to defeat critical infrastructure of the adversary, SOPKWOP. It's for that situation. It's a fallback option. It has never been conventionally strong. It always knew that it would lose a conventional war to the United States, which the Russians believe that they are fighting right now in a proxy battle, with us providing superior weaponry, superior training, real-time targeting intelligence to Ukrainians so that they can defend their country. So these are two points that I just gave you.
Let's talk about the third point then, the Russian military strategists. And I'm reading from your op-ed right now. They have pondered a scenario in which Russia could target adversaries' civilian infrastructure during a conflict. And you bring up an interesting point. They're basing a lot of this strategy on an accident that happened on American soil that kind of revealed a real weakness. This has been going back a number of years, but it does go to show that our infrastructure is not always as secure as we might think it is. And this was an accident. Let's talk about that accident and what the Russians learned from it.
Of course, it's terribly insecure, our infrastructure. So the incident that they have been analyzing, and by the way, the Russians are monitoring very closely everything that goes on in our country, not just collecting intelligence on our weapons programs and on our leadership. They actually monitor, like, day to day, the domestic political situation and all of the tensions that are ripping our country apart. So this particular one happened in the Baltimore-New York transportation corridor. A train that was transporting hazardous chemical materials veered off the track in the Baltimore tunnel, and a water pipe burst, right, causing a 3-foot flood that disrupted the mail carrier in the Baltimore and all of the telecommunication systems. So the Russians are watching, and they said basically taking parts of the adversary's civilian infrastructure out of commission will produce cascading destructive effects, harming the economy, healthcare, defense, and security of the entire state. So the conclusion that they came away with, and that's one of the chapters in my book, is it doesn't take much for the entire system to collapse. So doesn't that resemble to you what happened with the Nord Stream pipeline, creating a massive environmental disaster in the Baltic Sea that is going to have consequences for years to come?
Not just an environmental disaster, but an economic one that could be pending, because it's look, it's autumn now. It's getting colder in Europe, and Europe needs
100%.
They're going to need fuel to run their heating. It's not so warm there at this time of the year, and it only gets colder from here on in. We're speaking with Rebecca Koffler, the former defense intelligence analyst, who is now the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America, on the idea that it is Russia behind the destruction of its own oil pipeline. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more with Rebecca straight ahead. And it's one thing to say, well, we as Russia would not simply just not export the fuel. Now we've destroyed the way, if it is in fact they who did it, we've destroyed the means of exporting the fuel. So even if you had a change of a mind, meaning you Europe, too late, right? Now it's extra effort to get that same amount of fuel that you've been reliant on. So this does put Europe in a pretty precarious situation now, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And inflation is already soaring in Europe. The Eurozone is at 10%. They are marching into a recession. And guess what? You know, what happened today, right? The OPEC slashed the oil production. And that's just handing in a huge win to Putin. This is how he finances his war machine. One of our petroleum CEOs, American CEOs, has predicted if oil hits $100 a barrel, Putin will receive $1 billion a day. Okay. Right. And this is all, you know, a result of all this talk about how we're going to put price caps on Russian energy. You know, President Biden went to Jeddah to talk to Saudis, but Saudis never, you know, never forget stuff. You know, right. You know how President Biden shunned them as a result of the in the aftermath of the Khashoggi murder, the terrible, gruesome murder. So the dictators are creating a coalition, you know, because they all are not worried about human rights. They deal on a transactional basis. They love the money. It's nothing personal, you know, as right. President Biden thinks. And if anybody thought that Putin is just going to pack up his bags and go, they don't understand his mindset and how hard he's willing to fight and how much mayhem he's willing to create in order to get out of his corner when a battle has existential stakes, which it does for him and for Russia.
And I think that that sort of quantifies your fifth point there, that Russia has no use for Nord Stream anymore. Number one, it wasn't revenue producing, and number two, never came online. That was the big controversial pipeline that still involved former President Trump's opinions on whether or not it should become operational. Germany, I believe, never certified it, so it never started pumping. But here we are in a far worse situation, despite all of the sanctions and everything that was placed on Russia designed to crater its economy. From your assessment, it just hasn't happened.
Well, Evan, it's not just despite the sanctions, it's because of the sanctions, at least in part. Because remember, sanctions have backfired at us. Putin sanction-proofed his economy to some extent, because he has a PhD in economics, Putin. Not many people understand that. He also surrounded himself with top economists such as Elvira Nabiullina, who is MIT trained. So Putin looks at the battlefield, not just on the ground, but across domains. And economic warfare is part of his statecraft, you know, tools of instruments. And the Biden administration, unfortunately, with his myopic sanctions policy, you know, biting the face to spite the nose, so to speak. And now our own, you know, American people suffering because the gas prices are soaring, you know, our food prices. I mean, have you gone to the store recently?
Right.
I mean, it's incredible the level of incompetence of the current administration. They just need to really, you know, look holistically at geopolitics, but also understand how the adversaries think, because the adversaries like Putin, they don't think like Americans. They think like Russians, Chinese, Iranians, and so on and so forth.
All right. Rebecca Koffler, former defense intelligence analyst, also the author of Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America, now in paperback. Thank you so much again for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department, but the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and foxnewspodcast.com.